See if you know what these names have in common. Anthony Mundine, Jared Hayne, Israel Folau, Ronda Rousey, all household names who have successfully transitioned from one professional sport to another. But in recent days, former professional NRL star David Vadeau has brought new meaning to the term code hopping by signing a 2-year development contract with the WWE. What motivates these athletes and how do they adjust to the different demands of foreign sports? To discuss code hopping with us is Professor Robin Callister from the School of Medical Biomedical Sciences and Pharmacy at the University of Newcastle. Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Now, I think the obvious answer is probably money, but what else? What actually drives a lot of these athletes who do move between sports?
For some of them, it's a new challenge. So they've achieved what they think they can accomplish in their current sport. And I think that's probably quite a strong motivator for some. Perhaps they're not as satisfied with the current team that they're playing with, and so they're looking for something different. And some of them may be unrealised dreams that they had high aspirations in another sport at one point in their career, and now they think, wow, I've got another opportunity to see if I could fulfil that dream.
Have we seen an increase in code hopping in recent years?
I think the number of code hoppers is really quite small. For most, to achieve in elite sport, you have to be a very, very good athlete. And it's likely in your junior career, you played a number of different sports. And so most of those that transition between sports have a history in multiple sports, and they try and achieve in more than one of those. The number that actually go and try a sport that they've never had anything to do with before is very rare.
Is there a way of picking a code hopper? Is there any sort of factors that are more likely to say, well, this person is likely to try something new?
I'm not sure. I don't know that there've ever been enough of them to be able to do a research study so that you could identify the characteristics.
And looking at some of, one of the most recent ones was Israel Folau. Now, he's been in the media for a lot of reasons of late, but his move from the NRL to the AFL, it was seen as a marketing stunt. And I remember when Jared Hayne, he sort of code-hopped over to the United States to try his hand at NFL, the fascination in the Australian media was quite a thing to behold, realistically, when we are talking about just one particular sports star. Does this point to any particular trends around the way sport is packaged and sold to us?
I think it has a lot to do with sports marketing, and a single high profile person transitioning is often perhaps due to that particular person's circumstances and their management team trying to identify new opportunities for them and putting them out in the marketplace and seeing what interest there is. And it's usually somebody with some pretty exceptional skills in a particular area that may make them an attractive proposition, because nobody wants somebody with a very high profile to change codes and fail. So you've got to have a pretty good prospect of being successful in that transition.
And just before, we did mention that rather unusual case of the NRL star Daniel Vadeau. He's signed on with the WWE, the World Wrestling, whatever they call them, the wrestlers over there in the United States, which I would say is a fairly left-of-field kind of code hop. Do we see any other sort of unusual career changes for any of our big sports stars?
Not that I can think of offhand. I mean, I think something like wrestling or something like that. I mean, that's entertainment. And it's probably more about the athlete having a fabulous personality and being able to play a role rather than necessarily their sporting expertise.
Well, Robin, thank you very much. Really do appreciate having a little chat with us about this one.
Okay, no problem.
That was Associate Professor Robin Callister from the School of Biomedical Sciences and Pharmacy at the University of Newcastle, discussing with us the idea of code hopping amongst professional athletes. Not something I've got a great education in myself, you know, the old sports balls.